So here we are with Bryony Page, Olympic silver medalist.
Hi, that's amazing.
Tell me about yesterday.
Oh, it was just absolutely epic. I had so much fun, and I did, you know, I had a really nice set routine, and I was a bit disappointed with my vol, my first voluntary routine, and then getting to have another chance at doing that in the final, and just, you know, I was so focused, and I was like, this is, you know, this has got to be it. This has got to be the best routine you've ever done, and I smashed it, and I was just like, I was just so happy after I'd finished that routine, because I knew that that was the best I could have done, and just that it's kind of the Olympics, like the competition was over, and it was, as well, that was kind of, I could just let my emotions leave me. Like, it was just amazing. It was incredible.
Now, I know you didn't come here to be a history maker, but you were with Kat for the first two finalists, and then you, the first ever British medalist.
Yeah, it was, oh, it's amazing. Like, yeah, so me and Kat both got into the final, and we've not had a Olympic female finalist before, and so for not just one of us but two of us to do that and then also a medal, like, it's such a big thing for trampolining and British gymnastics, and like, we couldn't have done it without all the support back at Lushall and the National Lottery being able to do that. And it's, you know, it's just not, it's not just like a success for me, but just for the whole sport. And you know, it's, yeah, it's just not, if this medal just means so much to everybody, and hopefully can inspire people to take up trampolining and see it as, you know, it is getting, being more of a professional sport, and it's definitely up there.
Now, I know when we spoke before you came out to Rio, when you told your mum and dad that you were off to Rio, there were lots of tears. I have a feeling there might have been tears yesterday as well.
Possibly, quite a lot, yeah. So I didn't actually see them for like a few hours because of all the kind of media and stuff we had to go through. And but I saw them at the British House, and it was something, it was very special. Like, they had made like a really nice welcoming for me, like a grand entrance. I walked through, I got to high five people, it was so much fun. And then they like asked me a few questions at the front of the stage, and I just caught my parents at the corner of my eye, and I started getting emotional already. And then, yeah, when we finished the interview, just ran over to them, gave them a big hug, and yeah, they're just over the moon and so happy. And my brother's back at home as well, they've been watching, and they've been sending really nice messages through, and it's just, yeah, it's been so much fun and amazing.
Finally, obviously you're going to celebrate and enjoy the moment, but what's next? What can you do? Where can you go?
Oh yeah, definitely going to continue trampolining. You know, I've always said I wanted to try and get to Tokyo as well, and I said I'm going to just continue trampolining until like I'm an old lady with a walking stick. I'll still be doing trampolining then. I love the sport so much, and yeah, so I definitely want to go for another cycle, and yeah, just enjoy the journey. Like, this is an absolute dream come true, like more than I could ever have thought of, and to be able to kind of go into the next cycle feeling this, you know, feeling this way and a little bit more confidence, and that will help a lot.
Well, many congratulations. I know the nation were watching back at home as well and celebrating, so well done. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.